And did you do anything to help with the war effort before you went to work and before you signed up?
Oh yes, I used to do one night a week air raid warden at an empty shop in Newnham Road. Spent air time all night, and if there was an air raid, you came out and you had to look around and make sure there was nobody. You know, you had a torch and a rattle and that, and made sure everybody was inside and under a shelter.
What was the rattle for?
Well, you used to go around rattling that, those who didn't hear the sirens.
So
And
you weren't allowed to talk to them. You rattled them.
well, yeah, we used to wake them up, or say there's air raid shelter, get underneath all that. And then we used to watch out for bombs that would fall, because they used to drop incendiary bombs as well. And if there was a fire, we had to rush with a bucket and a stirrup pump and try and put out the fire.
Did you have experience of doing that?
Well, I was trained how to use it, but I never had to use it. In fact, I don't think Worthing had any incendiary bombs dropped on it. I can't recall. Might have done later on, but that's what we had to do. But most nights, when I was on, you just sat there drinking tea all night long.
How did you watch out if you were in
Well, you
a
only went.
shop?
Well, you only went out once the air raid shelter, air
Oh, I
raid
see. You
went.
didn't have to sit
Air
on a roof
siren.
somewhere and watch
Oh
out.
no. There were people watching out on higher buildings, like the town hall and all round there. But along Newland Road, all you did was to watch out, for anything that dropped around.
So did every street have people on
Oh
every
yes,
street? So you
yeah.
were responsible just for Newnham Road?
Newnham Road, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Every street had their own air raid warden. Well, they had permanent air raid wardens, but we were extra ones. You had to do one night a week, you know.